Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Arab, Jew, Muslim, Christian, everyone. You can't give up what makes you who you are.
President Joe Biden warns Israelis not to be consumed by rage following the deadly Hamas attacks. Speaking in Tel Aviv, the president said the U.S. was enraged by 9/11 but made mistakes seeking revenge. Biden announced Israel will allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza from Egypt. He also said the other team was likely responsible for a Gaza hospital blast that killed hundreds, sparked mass protests, and forced him to cancel a summit in Jordan. Fighting increased along Israel's northern border with Lebanon, and the U.S. military said it thwarted an attack on American forces in Iraq. Biden's nominee for ambassador to Israel, former Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, told senators he'd ensure Israel has what it needs to defend itself.
There is no greater mission than to be asked to strengthen the ties between the United States and Israel, to work toward peace in a region that has known so much war and destruction.
Several Republicans are voicing concern over Lew's role in helping to shape the lapsed Iran nuclear agreement. Peace protesters, including American Jews, shouting "not in our name," disrupted Lew's hearing three times before being removed. Capitol Police separately arrested other protesters who were demanding a ceasefire. Hard right Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio failed to win the House speakership for a second time, in fact, losing the vote by a larger margin. He says he remains determined since most alternatives would need Democratic support.
No one in our conference wants to see any type of coalition government with Democrats. So we're going to keep working and we're going to get to the votes.
Some Republicans say interim Speaker Patrick McHenry of North Carolina should temporarily be able to bring bills to the floor. That's so the House can move forward on aid for Israel and deal with a potential government shutdown next month. Some Republican presidential hopefuls are using the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to call for tighter security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says the U.S. shouldn't wait for another 9/11.
I have been terribly worried about the fact that Iran has said the easiest way to get into America is through the southern border. We have an open border.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says too many military-age men are entering the U.S.
Israel probably has the strongest border security in the world, and yet this happened to them.
Former President Donald Trump says without evidence that Hamas militants are pouring over the border. A social media influencer just got 7 months in prison for spreading lies aimed at suppressing Democratic turnout in 2016. Prosecutors say Douglas Mackey, who posted under the alias Ricky Vaughn, tried to use disinformation to prevent people of color and women from voting. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, they're too different.